his lap. Mother, I'm hungry. Feed me now. So mother takes him into her arms and nurses him. But then she remembers, oh no, I also put milk to boil on the stove. And she hears it start to boil over. So she quickly sets down young Lala and she runs to get the milk off the stove. Now Lala, feeling that possessiveness that all young children have over their mother, is upset. What? She put me down so hastily? Just ran and he's not thinking that why is she boiling the milk only for him? No, all he knows is my mother put me down just like that, so abruptly. He felt some, as small children do, some anger. So to show his anger, that mother, you put me down like that, he picked up the pestle, that hard, long piece of stone that you use for grinding things. He picked that up, and that clay pot that Mother Yashoda had full of curd that she was churning, he took that and he smashed it. You see, Mother? You dared to put me down? And then he goes in the other room. And he finds another pot of butter. And he grabs that and he takes it outside. Mother comes back and sees, huh? She knows this is my Lala who's done this. And she feels so much love that Shri Krishna is so possessive over me that he became angry when I put him down and he broke this to show me his anger. Now Shri Krishna has gone in the other room and he's grabbed that pot of butter and he's escaped with it and gone outside and he's sitting on top of an overturned ukal with his pot of butter, enjoying some for himself, but also feeding the monkeys. So this hard-earned butter that mother has churned, he's just giving it away to all the monkeys. Again, to show his, you see, mother? So she sees him and sneaks up from behind. Now he knows that if he's caught, he's going to be in trouble. So he's taking the butter and eating some and feeding the monkeys, but he's also looking around. That I know she's going to be coming. Where is she? She sneaks up from behind. And just when she's almost there to grab him, he realizes it and he jumps down and he starts running. Now God is running out of fear from a soul. Maya says, today I'm not going to let him get away with this naughtiness, and she starts running after him. She's chasing him all around. Shri Krishna is quick, he's small, he has little legs, but he's quick. Mother Yashoda is not young, so she's having a little bit of trouble keeping up. Shri Krishna eventually lets himself get caught by her. Bhagavatam says, Supreme God who is chased by all the great yogis, they go in their meditation and they try to get a glimpse of him in their meditation, but he won't come. Even in the meditation of such great yogis, but he is caught. He has been chased and captured by his devotee, by his selfless devotee. Now Mother Yashoda has him, and she grabs a small stick and threatens him. That you broke my butter pot, and now you're also feeding the monkeys. Now he's trembling. Now God is trembling in front of a soul, and he's crying, and the kajal from his eyes is running all down his cheeks. What a vision. Think of that supreme, all-powerful God, in front of whom even Yamraj trembles. The God of death himself trembles in front of Shri Krishna. Look at the power of bhakti. That Mother Yashoda, who's in possession, has been given that divine power of bhakti from Shri Krishna. Now having received that, Shri Krishna looks to Mother Yashoda only as his mother. not as I'm God and you're just a soul. So now he's trembling and he's crying. So Mother Yashoda just puts the stick down and says, today I want to make sure you learn your lesson, so I'm going to tie you up. She gets a length of rope and tries to tie it around his waist, but it comes up 1 inch short. She gets another length of rope and adds it, ties it on, making it longer, and again it comes up 1 inch short around his waist. She kept doing that, adding all the pieces of rope, one after another, that she could find in the whole house, and each and every time it came up 1 inch short. In other words, God is unlimited. No matter how much you have, you can never equal unlimited. However, in the end, Shri Krishna also allowed himself to be tied up by his mother. Because under the effect of bhakti, even Supreme God gets tied up. So the Bhagavatam says that Supreme God, who cannot even be tied up by great Brahma, Lord Shiva, even they could not do such a thing to Shri Krishna. And a common soul, but not that common, because she's received bhakti, she is able to tie up Shri Krishna. The gopis are able to make Shri Krishna dance just with the promise of a little bit of chach, a little bit of buttermilk. Supreme God, who never feels hunger, is willing to show some dances, like performing for the gopis. Oh no, that's not enough. I want to see some more dancing. Then I'll give you these few little sips of buttermilk. So the Bhagavatam says, never mind moksha. If you get moksha, you're bereft of this bhakti and you'll be bereft of these leelas and this relationship with Shri Krishna. So from the very beginning, Bhagavatam throws out moksha as a kaitav, as a deception, because if you run after moksha, you won't get bhakti. But if you get bhakti, you get moksha automatically, like a package deal, like two for one, two for the price of one. You just get divine bhakti, moksha, mukti comes automatically. So you see, the Bhagavatam makes the distinction that even after surrendering to God in the divine world, there are different options. It's not just all one and the same. So the two main options, you can break it down even more, and Bhagavatam does, but for tonight, let's keep it simple. Two main options. Either you get liberation and you merge into God and never experience anything ever again, or you get bhakti, which includes liberation, but you don't even care, you don't even mind. Having received bhakti, having received the status like Mother Yashoda or the gopis or the Gwalbals, you don't care for liberation because you've got Supreme God. Now you've got the key to the treasury. That's what that bhakti is. Just asking for one thing, mukti, or asking for wealth, or asking for anything, that's just asking for a couple gold coins out of the treasury. But when you ask for bhakti, you've got the key to the treasury. Now, whatever Shri Krishna has is yours because he's giving himself to you. This is the dharma of the Bhagavatam, which actually allows you to capture Supreme God and make him your own. So that's why we say Bhagavatam is beyond Gita, because Gita says surrender to God. Gita says do bhakti. Gita says you'll get divine happiness, you'll get a divine attainment, but it doesn't clarify what is your actual divine goal, what's the highest divine goal, that is to get the divine devotion of Shri Krishna and to make him your own through that. So this is some more theoretical understanding of why the Bhagavatam is so great. And also how we can apply that in our own devotion. You yourself can think of yourself as Yashoda Maya, a gopi, a gwalbal. We call this Raga Nuga Bhakti. Not asking God for anything, but adopting a loving relationship in our heart with him. The Gwalbals had Sakhyabhav. They loved him as friends would love each other. Mother Yashoda and Nanda Baba had Vatsalyabhav, loving Shri Krishna as your own son. And the Gopis had Madhuryabhav, loving him as your everything. Your heart, your soul, your beloved, your everything. That's Madhuryabhav. So we can apply this in our own devotion. Instead of asking God for something, even asking Him for liberation, just love Him. Adopt one of these feelings in your mind and love Him with one of these bhav. And then just see. Let your devotion grow. And then when you meet Him in the end, you'll get the best thing. Not just something, but the best thing. He Himself will become yours. So we'll finish with one more kirtan, and then we'll have the aarti. So as we do this last kirtan, you can also see yourself as Mother Yashoda, or see yourself as a gopi, or as a gwalbal. Join in the leela, as you've heard it described in the Bhagavatam, or by Sri Maharaj Ji. And enter into those leelas and see yourself there with Shri Krishna. Then you're getting the benefit of the Bhagavatam. You're taking those leelas and you're meditating on them, and you're using that as a way to purify your heart and progress on the path. So let's close our eyes and do a little bit more simple kirtan as we do our own Roop Dhyan and feel our own relationship with Shri Krishna.
Govinda, Govinda, Gopal Radhe Krishna.
Oh, Father, I
Gopal Radhe Krishna
बोलो कृष्ण कन्हैया लाल की We'll finish by having the arti now so we can
अब न और तरसाओ रसिया आओ आओ भोग लगाओ रसिया यद्यपि यह सच है नहीं तुम का यद्यपि यह सच है नहीं तुम का भूख प्यास लागति रसिया भूख प्यास लागति रसिया तदपि भाव वश गज छछिया लगी चोरी करत फिरियो रसिया अब न और तरसाओ रसिया आओ आओ भोग लगाओ रसिया भाव भरा केले का छिलका भाव भरा केले का छिलका विदुरानी घर खायो रसिया विदुरानी घर खायो रसिया भावहीन दुर्योधन व्यंजन नहीं टुक मन भायो रसिया